This is a CBC podcast.
Support for delivery of this podcast comes from Chevrolet. At Chevrolet, we bring people together with the things that matter to them most. Visit Chevrolet.gm.ca.
That is the sound of a bull who's about to get milked. And this is Ontario This Week. Hello and welcome to another edition of this little provincial podcast. I'm Michael Bardwaj, and every week I upload some of the most memorable stories from Ottawa Morning, Ontario Today, and All in a Day. And what could be more memorable than a story about a bull who shot his last load? Morty is a 10-year-old Holstein bull who's been setting records down at Eastern Breeders, which is a breeding farm in Kemptville, Ontario. His semen is sought after for the qualities it breeds in his progeny. Now, earlier this week, Hallie Cottenham, the field reporter for Ottawa Morning, met up with Ron Stewart. He's the manager of farm operations at Eastern Breeders in Kemptville, and he took Hallie on a tour of the facility and introduced her to Morty, who recently produced his millionth dose of semen.
So this is the bull.
Tell me about his special skills, Ron.
Special skills as a sire. Well, his sire's daughters, tall, stretchy daughters, strong feet and legs and great udders, lots of milk, and that's what the dairymen today are looking for. And he's certainly an athlete because, like, we figure we had totaled it up one day, but just on a normal collection day, this bull would... He's about 2,700, 2,800 pounds, and he would mount. He would be mounting eight times a day, 24 times a week. So that's a lot of weight lifting, like 2,800 pounds, and hoisting himself up and down off the teaser animals. And
you must like what he does.
Yes, yeah. Well, they get a little bored, but you know.
Oh, really.
He's okay. A little docile here this morning.
He's very calm.
Yeah.
Have I missed? Oops, sorry, Morty.
He's in that twilight zone after sex right now because he was collected here this morning. He just about an hour ago. We just finished collecting him here this morning. So
you mentioned his weight, but that doesn't really do it justice to someone who's not looking at him.
He'd be 6 foot. I'm 6 foot, so he's about 6 foot four at the shoulders, and I don't know how long he's a good 12 feet long from. Head to tail. He's a huge bull and a deep, powerful bull, powerful chested bull, which it really indicates the strength. And you see down through his head and neck, he's got a lot of width and strength through his head and neck, and just a tremendous individual. A couple years ago, he decided he was going to go the opposite way that we were wanting him to go, and he took a run into the concrete wall, and he broke a 4-inch concrete wall. He got a little nasty on and took a drive at the wall and split a 4-inch, like I say, poured concrete. And, oh, they're solid. They can do a lot of damage in a short time.
Still has the gold ring in his nose. Even though Morty's a special animal, he gets the nose treatment.
Yeah. A bull like this, you wouldn't try handling him any other way. They've got, like I said earlier, they've got so much power in that head and neck that you'd just be like a fly on him if you... tried to take him out without a nose ring.
When we say a million doses, how many doses would he give in any given day?
He would have been over 3,000 units or 3,000 doses this morning. So on his best day, he produced just a little over 4,000. And our average, on an average production bull, they would average around 1,000, 1,200. So you can just see how much...
How do you explain that he's giving more...
Well... Just you have to look at the other end of the bull. We've been looking at his head, but
okay.
If you look at the other end of the bull and the whole factory, he's got he's pretty well endowed. So that gives you the indication he's got the capacity to produce. He's got that strong ability to convert feed into semen, and he's pretty well endowed there. His testicles is indicative of good semen production, and he shows all those signs.
Does he know that he's a superstar?
Oh, I think so. Like you can see here in his bedding and in his pen, he gets a double pen where the rest of the bulls get a single pen, and he gets 3 feet of shavings and straw, and where the rest of them get just what they need. So I think he pretty well recognizes that he gets, and now coming fall, coming winter, he'll get a blanket. We've got some blankets on order, and he'll get a new blanket for the winter to keep him, keep the chill off him, keep him a little more limber and warm. Still fairly playful. You'll see him rip and roar in his pen here and get down on his knees and paw and rumble through the bedding and indicate that he's a bull.
Are there only bulls in this barn? I mean, are there any heifers anywhere near?
No.
Has he ever, you know...
Bred naturally? No. No, it's been an artificial life for him for 10 years.
The animal, and I'm sorry if I'm using the wrong vocabulary here, but the animal that you use to help with the...
The collections, like the teaser animals,
Teaser
animal or mount animals, those are steers, or bulls that have maybe not made the mark for semen production. If they're docile, a quiet animal, that's what we use for collections.
Does Morty have a favorite?
No. Morty's a bit of a sleaze, I guess, in that sense. You have to keep moving him around. He's not a. But you go week after week, and they lose interest, and you have to change up your teasers and bring out another teaser. And they got the best of both worlds. They get fed and bedded and looked after and washed in the hot weather and warmed up in the cold weather, and they get their selection of, yeah.
Okay.
I suppose if a guy was going to pass on, he'd want to come back as a bull, maybe. I don't know.
An EVI bull. But just so that I understand, I mean, why would a bull be interested in mounting a steer if it doesn't smell like a heifer?
It's the pheromones. It's just a natural.
You don't use any kind of like mood lighting or music.
I haven't tried that. Maybe that's what I need to try the next.
I think Morty needs it, but maybe for one of those lesser.
Yeah, he knows we're talking about him. Hey, you're watching, aren't you? You're just watching, aren't you? Yeah, he's had a huge impact in the breed around the world. Like, you'll see at the Royal last week, there were a few Morty daughters in the shows, and you'll see more in the years to come. And he'll have a huge impact on the breed.
Do you like him?
Oh, yeah. It's hard to say, really. It just gives you comfort and gives you confidence in what you're doing. It gives you, for the staff here, like, it gives you confidence everybody's doing their job. That to take a bull to that level, you know you're doing something right to keep a bull going for that. He's a tremendous producer, and so he'll, as long as there's market demand, we'll keep the bull going, and he'll be 12, 14 years of age.
And then what happens to Morty?
Oh, this bull will retire, and once he's done his career of collecting, and he'll likely retire here, and then the day comes to pass on, he'll likely be buried here on the farm.
Because that's how much he means to this company.
Yeah.
And you?
Yes. You can't send a bull like this to market. He's just a great individual that's made a lot of people a lot of money, and a huge contribution. You have to recognize them, have some sympathy for them. So.
Morty, come back here.
That was Ottawa Morning's Hallie Cottenham speaking to Ron Stewart, the manager of farm operations at Eastern Breeders in Kempville. Now, unfortunately, Hallie didn't get a chance to see Morty in action, but of course, in the spirit of good investigative journalism, she did stick around to see another younger bull named Sleeman, get it on.
You can see there's the hard outer shell, soft rubber liner. It comes down here to a latex cone and into a collection vial. And it's all kind of maintained at just about 48 degrees Celsius.
That's it?
That's it. And you've got about 9 cc's of raw semen on that calf.
That did not take long. That didn't take 10 seconds.
No. They're not in it for the romance.
That was Hallie Cottenham speaking to Ron Stewart. You know, it's really hard to not let slip with all sorts of clever and slightly pornographic remarks when it comes to the story, but I will persist. Anyways, Morty was a highlight of this week in radio from all three shows. It was a story that had everybody buzzing around the office. And so that's where I'm going to leave it this week. Thanks for listening to Ontario This Week. If you have any questions or thoughts or reaction to this little Morty story, by all means, email me at ontariothisweek@cbc.ca. I'm Michael Bardwaj. We'll meet here again next week.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.